Brandilla.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shavuot Tov. You're the first.
Okay, thank you.
Malka.
Shavuot Tov. Good evening. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Tzerura, Alephet Gimel Yitach Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Tacharenu, No. Kufreshayan Simtet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehud Ha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barhem Tacharen Rakame Sikad Ha Tamid Gam Lame Betet Resh Saritat Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Bet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tzariyatach. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notse chesed la'alafim, Notse awon wafesha, V'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. We will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarifu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Erhimud Hilud Hilu Erhimu Le'afta L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'Yihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Koronei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Koroneihu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandekucha Berichu Koma Beaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Beovada Dikshot Be'le'lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash V'dach yale yamine yaulan haga V'yakalana dehakulu ovada Dikshot inun wikola itstirit V'alma. The energy of our current year, 5779, consists of becoming wiser. There are three verses that connect to this energy by having the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet, concealed within it. These verses The first of these verses that we study, all three of these verses have the name of the year within them, concealed through a separation of letters of the name. And the separation in these verses is two letters each. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'im adele lo tishbe'u li, v'yasafti li'asra etchem sheva al hatotechem. The second one, the second verse that we study, comes from Isaiah. It's chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet makane haratzutz hazeh al mitraim asher yisameh ish alav uva bekapo unkava ken paro melech mitraim lekol habotim alav. The third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It is chapter 6, verse 13. Wegam ani hecheleti hakotecha ashmeim al chatotecha. There are two additional verses that we study that connect to the energy of becoming wiser. The first comes from the book of Isaiah, comes from chapter 49, verse 24. It connects to the energy of becoming wiser by starting with a hey and ending with a tet, which is the first and last letters of the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet. This is the fifth of 13 verses. This verse we study because we're connecting to the month of Shvat. Ayukach mi gibor malkoach v'im shvi tzadik yimalet. Another verse that connects to the energy comes from Job. It comes from chapter 41, verse 22. It's the only verse in the Tanakh that starts with the letter Tav and ends with the letter Tet. Katav hadudei chares yir pacharut haleitit. The year 5778 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The first verse that we study connecting to this energy is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. It's the first of two verses that we study. Vayishkav Amnon vayidchal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo natamar achoti utlabev le'enei shetei libivot le'evre Mi Ada. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters separating the letters of the name are three letters each. Chatati Odiaha Wawoni Loki Siti Amarti Ode Ale Peshai Ladonai Ohe Wahe Wiata Nasata Awon Chatati Sela. The year 5777 is the year of the wake-up call and also the year of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzotz Aduni Katzipor Oyevai Shinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have Sats Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse we study, connecting to the energy of the wake-up call, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Het. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim va Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadivaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yaklu lehavshit et kol ha'olot. Vayahaskum va'achechem ha'leviyim ad kelotam lacha v'ad yitkashu ha'kohanim ki ha'leviyim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. The second verse that connects to this energy, but before we do the second verse, I need to mention that there are 25 words in this verse we just read. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are those names. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hehehe Aka'a Rekaha. The second verse that connects to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu v'Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibiyah Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Zur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connects to this. The first we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we have 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu. Mikol ha-machavoyiyam Asher Yichabe Sham Wishavtem Eilayel Nahon Wehalati Ichem Wehayim Yeshno Varets Vechi Pasti O Tov Bekol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Gegelo lanetza yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. The one verse in the Tanakh with this energy is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami Israel untati vishakan tahta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God by utilizing a tool that says, speak the each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada La awa he he ya, yoza la me be he, he re yo he ko me, la awa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he ya a, yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo awa me laka be washire yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala re yo ashila me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo cha la me re he, he yo yo, he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la be yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he pa ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. the Tzaddikim who left to stay the seventh of Shabbat, Rabbi David Biederman of Lelov, Rabbi Nosson David Rabinowitz of Partsov, Rabbi Mordechai David Unger of Dombrov, Rabbi Yitzhak Aaron Segel Latinga, Rabbi Mordechai David Levin, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch. He is the son of the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbi Raphael Shlomo Laniado, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Lehner of Ishpitz, Rabbi Shalom Yosef Friedman of Usayatin, Rabbi Moshe David Wally, Rabbi Yosef Elyashiyov, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. We will now say the two lines of the Shema, in case any in our community has not yet said this. Please close your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now connect with the Ani meditation, which can be found on the unique astrological times link at the bottom of the mobile devices on the Hashem web page, or below the two pictures on the right of every Hashem web page. You will find the Ani meditation as the last link on the unique astrological times and landing page. We are going to start with the L'shem Yichud because our book Shem grounds all that energy. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bavav He B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Malchut Yoaheini Vayohei Yoaheini Vayohei Yoaheini Vayohei Yesod Yuahuni Vuyohu Yuahuni Vuyohu Yuahuni Vuyohu Hod You are who ni wu yohu. You are who ni wu yohu. You are who ni wu yohu. Netzach. Ye are he ni wu yohi. Ye are he ni wu yohi. Ye are he ni wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo are who ni wu yohu. Yo are who ni wu yohu. Yo are who ni wu yohu. Gevurah. Yeah, Niwiyo. Yeah, Niwiyo. Yeah, Niwiyo. Chesed. Yeah, anyway, oh, hair. Yeah, anyway, oh, hair. Yeah, anyway, oh, hair. Bina. Yeah, anyway, oh, hey. Yeah, anyway, oh, hey. Yeah, anyway, oh, hey. Achma, Ya ahani wa yoha, Ya ahani wa yoha, Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, Ya ahani wa yoha, Ya ahani wa yoha, Ya ahani wa yoha. Now, do the abridged Kaddish, which that handout can be found towards the top of the unique astrological times link. Id kadavid kadashime rabba, and we all say amen. Bialma divrakirute viam lich malchute. V'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chaye b'kol beit Yisrael v'agala v'izman kariv Yitbarach v'ishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam V'yitnase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal Shemeda kucha Le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata Tushbechata v'nechamata da'amiran bi'alma Keheshlama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen Oseh shalom b'imromau U'yaseh shalom Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our handout tonight is a Zohar class from Parasha Beshalach. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you click on that link, it will open up to a landing page of all of the parashas. Scroll down past the Sefer Shemot to Parashat Beshalach. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 4. Where we will start with Pasuk 43. Does anyone have any questions before I begin?
V'Hashem Holech Lifnechem Yomam Rabbi Yosef Patach Lam Natseach Ala Yelet Ashachar Mizmor LeDavid Kama Chaviva Oraita Kameya Dekucha Berichu Dekoman Dishtadal Be'oraita rachim u'le'ela rachim u'le'tata kucha berichu atzid le'milulo la'shavik le'a b'chai alma Wila shavik le'a b'alma de'ate.
The translation. And Hashem went before them by day. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion, saying, to the chief musician upon the hind of dawn, a psalm of David. How beloved is the Torah before the Holy One, blessed be He. For anyone who is occupied with Torah is beloved above and below. The Holy One, blessed be He, hearkens to His words. He does not forsake Him in this world, and He does not forsake Him in the world that is coming. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written. There are still questions to ask and be answered. One example is the spiritual meaning for dawn and day from the Hebrew. Pasuk 44.
V'oraita ba'el milai ba'bimama uglai la'elya Dikti v'hagita bo yomam balai Tivim lo briti, O mamba laila, Wigomer. Tino na noa utinach, Bima ma belial ya amai, Aginda ya he, Shakiach. Legabe shema kadisha, Shelim kama deleat, Yomam balalelia, Belavihu shelim ala, Daim da, Kach baoraita, Leishtacha, Imeya debarnash yomavalelia lemeheve shalemuta ligabe debarnash yombam balaila. The translation. It is necessary to be occupied with the Torah by day and night, as it is written, but you shall meditate therein day and night. And if my covenant you shall, it be not day and night. He asks, it is justified by day, which is a time for work for everybody, but during the night, which is a time for rest, why is it necessary to be occupied with Torah? And he answers, so that a complete holy name will be present by him. For as there is no day without night, and it is only complete when one is with the other, so is it necessary for the Torah to be present with the person day and night? The completeness should be with the person day and night. My commentary. This verse is saying that to connect to Hashem, something changes when the sun rises and when the sun sets. To connect to Hashem, one must study or say words of Torah in both of those time periods to create a complete name of Hashem within oneself. How does one do that? As a minimum, memorize a verse of Torah and say it in the morning after one arises, and say it again in the evening after the sun sets. The more verses of the Tanakh one knows and can say out loud, the better for this purpose. Pasuk 45. I will add an unwritten commentary to Pasuk 44, my commentary on it. Say L'Shem Yichud before you say the verses of the Torah. Pasuk 45. Wehaitmar deikara delel yami palguta veilach veagid palgu. Kad me tak speak la la, delel yahu aval, lepal gut lel ya, kud shabarichu al begin ta de eden, vishta sha im sabikaya, ukdain bae leya levarnash. Lemekam ulbi le bioraita. The translation. We have learned that the main part of the night is from midnight and further. Even though the first half of the night is part of the night, the Holy One, blessed be He, enters the Garden of Eden at midnight to delight Himself with the righteous who are there. Then a person should wake up and become occupied with Torah. My commentary. What does Rabbi Ashlag mean by the words, who is there? It means who is studying Torah on a conscious level after midnight, and before sunrise. This is my opinion. It could also be those components of a person's soul that have achieved their tikkun, but the rest of the person has reincarnated. Different possibilities. One needs to contemplate and ask the question of the Garden of Eden within a meditation. Pasuk 46. Weha itmar deku chabarihu ekal tzadikaya divginta de eden ku tzaitin lekaleya haidiktiv hayoshevet baganim haverim makshivim lekolech mahashmiyani Wehaluchnuha Hayoshevet Baganim Dakneset Yisrael Tehi Mishabat Chat Leyad Lekut Shabarichu Mishvacha Dehoraita Beleil Yazaka'a Ola kea mandishtata vihadalisha b'cha le'yadis l'kucha b'richu mishbacha d'oraita. The translation. We have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, hearkens to the voices of all the righteous in the Garden of Eden. As it is written, you who dwell in the gardens, the companions hearken to your voice and cause me to hear it. They have already explained it. You who dwell in the gardens is the congregation of Israel, namely Malchut, that praises the Holy One, blessed be He, with the praises of the Torah during the night. Blessed is the portion of he who joins with her to praise the Holy One, blessed be he, with the praises of Torah. My commentary. To fully understand this pasuk, one must realize that there are two levels of consciousness that are called tzaddik, righteous. One is what one usually thinks the meaning of tzaddik is. A person who is constantly righteous, always right in their intuition and in their decisions. The other meaning is a moment in the process of time when a person makes a righteous decision. At that moment, that person has become a tzaddik, although, unfortunately, they may not stay at that level. Also realize that the way Hashem determines if someone is righteous and a tzaddik is a sliding scale that is relative to the level of that soul. With this understanding, one can now consider the idea that Hashem has delegated the operation of the physical world to the tzaddikim. This is what is being hinted to in this pasuk. Pasuk 47. Vikadate tzafra ki at yamu mishtasha Ve'ya b'kud shabarichu V'yoshit la legaba Sharvita d'chesed V'la la bilchodaha E'la la v'yalidun mishtatin Bechada weha itmar Tiktiv yomam v'tzave Hashem Hazdo bevalayla v'gomer V'yalda ayalet shafar ikre.
Whenever I mispronounce a word, it's an indication that that's part of my tikkun. And so when I pronounce it properly, and it's correcting that aspect of the tikkun. This is one of the benefits, one of Hashem's merciful tools that we need to realize. As students, when you hear a mispronunciation, while I know most of you are muted so that you can't respond directly to me, but respond out loud that you recognize the mistake. And so when you hear the correction, you're also correcting part of the tikkun associated with your tikkun. Continuing to read the translation. When the morning arrives, the congregation of Israel comes, which is Malchut, and delights with the Holy One, blessed be He. And He extends the scepter of kindness, not only to her, but to all those who join her. We have learned, it is written, yet Hashem will command His steadfast love in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me. This means that the Holy One, blessed be He, draws a thread of kindness during the day, for he who occupies himself with Torah during the night. Therefore, Malchut is called the Hind of Dawn, since she praises the Holy One, blessed be He, during the night with the praises of the Torah. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comment. The pasuk is telling us, recommending us to study Zohar at night after midnight and before the sunrise. Pasuk 48.
Amar Rabbi Shimon b'shata divai leit nahara safra idchasha liat kadar dechora v'kadruta ishtakach v'deinit haberat ita b'vala v'yotach ne'enan Isha Mesaferet Im Bala Lemishtae Bahadeya Ve'alat Lechikleya.
The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, at the time when morning is to light up, the light becomes darkened and blackened, and the blackness is prevalent. Then a wife unites with her husband, for we have learned that at the third watch, a wife converses with her husband, namely male and female, to mate with him, and she enters his sanctuary. My commentary. In temple times, there were three watches of Kohanim, of the priests. The third watch was from approximately 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. It recognizes the actual lifestyle in biblical times, when people, men and women, would go to bed at different times. Thus, the name of the third watch became A Wife Converses with Her Husband. This is a euphemism for sexual intercourse. And continuing that same idea, it's also a time when the wife might awake to prepare food for the family, for the children. And it's a time that husbands and wives find convenient to discuss the adult things of their lives, not just sexual intercourse, but all subjects. But it's also a good time for the demonstration to each other of your commitment to each other. Question 49. Levatar kadbae shim shalameo idahir viatat leil yavinatil leya kidain kol hatarim satimin vichamrin narin vichal binae Nachin kadit pelag lelia shari mal kalamekam umatronita lazim raviate malka viakish litaral deekla. We amar pitheli achoti rayati wigomer ukte mishta asha benishmat hon bitzadikaya. The translation. When the sun must set, the night lights up and comes and takes him. Then all the gates are closed, the donkeys bray, and the dogs bark. At midnight, the king starts to arise, and the queen, which is Malchut, starts to sing. The king, who is Zeranpin, comes and knocks on the gate of the sanctuary and says, "Open for me, my sister, my love." Then he delights with the souls of the righteous. My commentary. These code words need to be understood from elsewhere in the Zohar. The first question is, who is him in the first sentence? What is the meaning of donkeys and dogs? When these questions are asked and answered, the verse will become clear as written. Pasuk 50. Zaka ahola kea de hahu de itar ahu zimna pemile de oraita beginda kolinun divne heka hechla umatronita kuhubayan. Lemekam behahu zimna leshabecha lemalka vekuhu mishabecham kameya ushbacha tesalik mehai alma dadihu rachik dani chale. The translation. Blessed is the portion of he who arose at that time with words of Torah. Therefore, all the inhabitants of the sanctuary of the queen must arise at that time to praise the king, and they all praise before him. The praise that rises from this world, which is far from him, is more acceptable to the Holy One, blessed be he, than all the rest. My commentary. There is a ritual to do upon arising to study Zohar after midnight. It is called Tikkun Hatzot, the connection, correction of the middle of the night. Some say the correction of midnight. One can find this ritual of praises in most Sephardic Siddurim. There is a small pamphlet titled The Sweetest Hour that explains the ritual is highly recommended, yet few accept the recommendation. Pasuk 51. Kadi Salik Lelya Vyate Tavra Vidkadar Kidain Malka Umatronita Viraza Behedva Vyachivla Mitnanu Kobene Hechla Zaka Ahula Kea Mandehu Beminyana. The translation. When the night is gone, the morning comes, and it becomes dark. The king and the queen are in the secret of gladness, meaning coupling, and he gives presents to her and all those in the sanctuary. Fortunate is he who is counted among the members of the sanctuary. The present is actually a connection to Hashem for the day. Unless someone makes a specific effort to disconnect from Hashem during the day, the connection remains in place throughout the day and the night prior to midnight. Pasuk 52. Vashem hole livnehem yomam kudshabari hu ko hu veit dineya amar rabbi yitzak hainu viditaneinam shekinta biagahata. Nadla holech lifnechem yomam da Avraham v'yamud anan da Yitzhak lan chotam chaderech da Yaakov dikti beya v'yato Halach ledarko belaila beamud ish lehair lachem da David malka. The translation. And Hashem went before them by day. And Hashem means the Holy One, blessed be He, in His court of law, which is Malchut, because the Vav, which equals and, of Vav Yud He Vav He, and Hashem, includes Malchut. Rabbi Yitzhak said, we learn that the Shekhinah travels with the patriarchs, because went before them by day is Abraham in a pillar of a cloud. Is Isaac, and to lead them the way is Jacob, of whom it is written, and Jacob went on his way. By night in a pillar of fire to give them light is King David. My commentary. Students of Kabbalah ask the question, what is the meaning of the Shekhinah traveling with the patriarchs? Yes, the code word explanation is helpful, yet what is its meaning? Pasuk 53. V'chu hu ratika ila akadisha l'mehach Yisrael bishlemuta v'kola Gindiyehezu Avahan Purkana Dilchon Dikti Vianohi Alcha Gam Alo Im Hamer Kalva Ukti Vashem Holek Wigomer Lalehed Yomam Balaila Ki amai hawo azle yomam balaila yachakun ba. Vayahakun Balelya Hivnea Enasha Yarkin Kevan. Tikkun Shabarifu Natir Lon Amayazlin Pe Mama Uvlelya Ela Leishtaha Behushale Muta Dikola Delet Shalimu Ela Yumbalaila. The translation. They are all the holy chariot of above. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are Chesed, Deborah, and Tiferet, the three legs of the throne, and King David is the fourth leg. In order that Israel should be perfect in everything, and that the patriarchs should see their redemption, as it is written, and I will also surely bring you up with the chariot. And Hashem went that night that they might go by day and by night. He asked, why did they travel day and night? Let them walk by day and not by night, like people who are fleeing. If the Holy One, blessed be He, guarded them and they did not fear, why did they march day and night? He answers, so they should be complete with everything. Because there is no completeness unless day is with night, as day is the aspect of Zeranpin, and night is the aspect of the Nukva. And all perfection prevails when they are joined together in the secret of, and there was evening, and there was morning. Yom Echad, one day. My commentary. It is important that people learn the spiritual truth that is in this pasuk. Nothing is complete unless one unifies Zeranpin, which is day, with Malchut, which is night. All actions are considered incomplete unless this consciousness manifests in our world. We have reached Pasuk 54. Which is about 11 verses or 10 verses from the beginning. If you look at the handout, we probably have 8 or 9 verses left to go, which would mean we would be up another, close to another hour. So I'm going to stop here. And we'll finish this section on Thursday evening in our 7 o'clock class. Does anyone have any questions up to this point? Tomorrow we have two classes, one at 10:30 and one at 3 p.m. These are West Coast times. The 10:30 class, I haven't decided if we need to make a connection for the holiday of Tu Bishvat this Sunday, tomorrow, or whether we can go another chapter of the Mashiach classes in Daniel. Well, I'll make that determination sometime during this evening to connect with the day and night of our instructions in this Zohar. The 3 o'clock class will be Advanced Reincarnation. Monday morning at 7 a.m., there will be a Psalms class. I hope you will join us for one, if not all three, of these classes. I bid you all Shavuot Tov, a good week, filled with peace, prosperity, health, happiness, joy, and the wonders of life. Shalom Gadol. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Thank you.
Shalom.